Crow Stone by Jenny Mills. Read by Eleanor David.
Look at this. A sea urchin. So close we could snog each other. My eyes are crossing with the excitement of it, let alone the proximity. I'd guess it's been dead for 100 million years or so. When it was pottering about, doing whatever sea urchins do in the warm, shallow sea, dinosaurs tramped the shore. I'm lying on my back. Stone is digging painfully into bone. The floor is nodules of chalk and outcrops of flint, none of them dovetailing with the knobbles of my spine. My nose is a couple of inches away from the white ceiling with the sea urchin in it. Until I saw it, I was trying to turn over so I can wriggle back the way I came in. Feet first, because there isn't room to turn round. Even by Neolithic standards, this is pokey. You okay? Martin, in dusty red overalls, is waiting at the end of the passage, where it opens into the main gallery, a luxurious 4 feet high, so he can crouch on hands and knees and turn round, lucky bugger.
Happy as a sunbeam, I hiss.
We rarely shout underground unless it's get the fuck out quick. Martin's heard me because he grunts. It's hard to know who are the sparkier conversationalists, archaeologists or mining engineers. This wouldn't be most people's idea of Saturday afternoon fun, but I've lost count of how long we've been doing this kind of thing. These galleries were dug out between 5,000 and 6,000 years ago by people who had only recently discovered farming. They're amazing. They have proper air shafts and pillars to support the roof. The light of my head torch picks out 5,000-year-old carbon stains on the walls from the oil lamps the miners work by. The gallery I'm investigating is a speculative tunnel that either failed to produce any decent flint or perhaps was one of the last to be opened before stone tools...